Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Brantley Gilbert, Lindsay L. What happens in a small town? It's 99.5 QYK. Mark and Melanie. You know what's weird? Have you ever like worked somewhere or been somewhere and something shows up in the lost and found? You're like, man, how did somebody lose that? We just get a company-wide email a couple days ago.
Yeah.
It's like, we just found somebody's wedding ring. It's at the front desk if anybody needs it. I'm like, really? Like,
I saw that too. That's crazy to me.
I don't. I mean, you're planning a wedding right now,
yes.
And obviously you have your engagement ring.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Couldn't imagine.
So I don't even want to put that in the universe. I would be devastated.
Right. Well, then imagine on your wedding day when your husband will then have a wedding ring on.
I know.
Like, wouldn't that be weird if he came home one day and he's like, "Nah, lost the wedding ring. Put some emails out. We'll see what happens." Like, I don't know.
I would be like, where were you?
Put some, yeah, whatever.
I threw some emails out. We'll see if anything comes back. I don't know. It just seems odd to me. Like, how does that even, how do you
look? Do you lose weight and then it falls off? Is that what happens?
Yeah, that's what happened with me. Mine is not tight at all. Like, I mean, I could literally can
slide off
because I lost weight since I've first got
you
this
cut
ring.
Out the Doritos in the morning and
the Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
And I literally lost weight and it just slides right off. So
it's
I really
crazy.
Gotta think about keeping it on my finger.
You should get it fitted.
I know.
Losing weight can help extend
expensive.
Your life, but it can maybe ruin your marriage. Isn't that weird when you think about that?
I would just dread that phone call of letting it. Men's bands are a little bit different, obviously, than women's.
Why? Like, it's more acceptable for it to fall off?
No, it's just
less expensive.
It's less expensive, yeah. So it's less painful to the bank account.
Right.
Hopefully you have insurance on it.
Well, 800-992-1099, Texas. What's something weird that you lost or you saw on a lost and found? Or maybe your company had an email like, hey, we just found this. If it's yours, come on and get it. And, you know, like, I saw that, like, men's wedding ring, and I'm just like, really? Like, it's missing. The guy doesn't have it, and you haven't heard from the guy? You've got to, like, tell the guy? Like, I wonder if the guy's like, oh, look, wow, yeah, it is gone.
Like, I didn't even notice.
Didn't even notice. Was hoping nobody would say anything about it. Like,
also, I feel like in those situations, they need to send an update, because we're all like, whose wedding ring was it? Like, we're waiting. We need to know whose it was, and did they find it?
You know how when they say that there's a kid missing, like at the fair or somewhere like that, and everybody's like looking around, and then the kid's found, and then they let you know, good news, everybody. Timmy's
Jake
been found. It's all good, right? And then everyone's like, okay, good. Right.
Also, Jake didn't want to be found. He actually was trying to get away from his mom.
But there should be an update like, hey, we did find Mike's wedding ring, although he didn't seem super thrilled to get it back. It was found. You don't have to look for it anymore.
Turns out he didn't lose weight. He just threw it.
Right. We deserve an update.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
All right, wedding 911 alert, 911 wedding alert, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. I assume maybe it was a not bad, but like a challenging update.
Mm.
And then I was like, I shouldn't have done that. But then I saw your face. I was like, nah, I think it is.
I made my first mistake.
Uh-oh. Yeah. How much this cost you?
I'm not sure yet. That's the downside.
What happened?
So I finally got with some of my girlfriends to see a Saturday that worked to go try on wedding dresses. And so I reached out to a bunch of bridal boutiques in the area to see if they had any availability. And basically you send them kind of like photos, your Pinterest link of dresses you like so they can pull stuff.
Yeah, I do this all the time. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, so a couple of the replies were that they didn't have any openings on the day that I wanted. Okay, that's fine. You know, there's other boutiques, not a big deal. Well, I also got the response of, you know, it's going to be a rush order and that's going to have an extra fee because
you waited too long.
This is too close to your wedding.
You waited too long.
I had no idea that 5 months before the wedding, that wasn't enough time for a wedding dress.
Let me break it down. It's only 150 days. I mean, when you put it.
I know, but still, it's really like I had no idea. It makes sense now because they explained that things are made to order.
Custom.
Yeah. So once they get your measurements, they make the stuff.
How do I know this? How do I know this? I'm like, I know this. Listen, you got to text us 800-992-1099. What should Melanie do? She should just skip the wedding dress and then she just show up in t-shirts and jeans.
That is not happening.
Okay, maybe.
I have to get a dress, but now it's going to cost me, I don't even know how much money.
Also, what did you wait on your wedding and it cost you extra money? Text us now. Make Melanie feel better. 800-992-1099. Thomas Rhett, 99.5 QYK. It's Tampa Bay's morning crew. Mark and Melanie. All right, so Melanie has waited to the last minute in wedding life to the last minute to get her wedding dress done. And now it's like you have to pay all this extra money. And
yeah.
You just have to get all your girlfriends together and go try on the dresses. And then what happens there is like a bunch of pictures.
Well, so funny you say that, because one of the places that I reached out to about going and doing, you know, the wedding dress shopping said that you can't take any photos of you in any of the dresses. Not
so
even for
weird to me.
Not even for social media. Nothing until you have paid for a dress. Until you have picked a dress and paid.
And then what if you see the picture and you're like, I don't like the way I look at that on social media.
And not just that. What am I supposed to do then? Get back in the dresses for people to take pictures of me?
Are there refunds?
No sense. No, I don't think so. I think you put a deposit down.
And that's it.
And then that's it.
Jeez. This wedding life is tough, man. Wedding life is tough life.
I don't like how it's going so far.
I don't like how it's going so far.
I'm just saying, I don't like being so stressed out. I thought I was going to be bride. They call it bride chilla when you're just chill. I thought that was me. And that's kind of why I was like, okay, 5 months out, time to look for a dress. And then I'm finding out, oh no, I should have started 10 months.
Well, I feel like you just get out of like this other period of your life where you were going through school and you just finished school. And so you had to do like finals and all, you know, like trying to make sure everything was all set to graduate. And then now, all you're focused on is this wedding, which is like you go from one stressful thing to the next stressful thing.
Right.
You know,
and it
I mean?
Should be exciting. And that's the reason I didn't go dress shopping, because I was so busy with school. But I didn't think there was going to be an issue.
USF should have offered you a deal where you could have graduated college and gotten married the same day. Like that would have been like you can get graduate and then people leave and then you're there anyway. And then you get married and then all your stresses are done.
Everyone would leave before the wedding because graduation was so dang long. I was ready to fall asleep in that thing.
So you'd be sleeping for your wedding. This just gets better and better.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
Hi, if you're a sports parent, we've got the odds on your kids going pro. We'll tell you next.
No, that doesn't sound good.
Just make sure they do their homework tonight. That's all I want to say. We'll give you the odds of your kids going pro in sports next on QYK. 99.5 QYK. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, Mark and Melanie. Well, you know how it is. You know, you get your parents all excited and you're like a 10-year-old boy and you're like, I'm going to be the next football star. I'm going to be the next guy hitting home runs, the next whoever. Evan Longoria.
You just want to be an athlete.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they've got research out now with plenty of little kids dreaming of playing pro sports. Here's the reality, everybody.
Oh.
God, as a dad of 5, 3 boys, this is heartbreaking. But it is what it is. A new study found that only 2% of college student athletes ever play professional sports at any level for any amount of time. 2%.
And you've got to get them to college level first.
Okay, and then here's the stats on that. The odds are even worse if you're younger, like little leaguers, like my kids, little leaguers. A chance of getting from that level to high school, so it's high school to college, is 0.02%.
Oh,
my God. 0.02? Not...
I don't know off the top of my head, but it says,
not
are we in...
0.02.
No, 0.02.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm really bad at math, but it's 1 in 4,233.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's way less than I thought.
We've got to be in, like, Lotteryville right here, don't we? Like, 0.02%? That's got to be, like, lottery type.
That's down there.
Yeah, it's tough, right? That's really tough.
I would guess you'd be... better off winning some sort of money, even if it's a dollar or something off the lottery.
Even a dollar.
Versus your kids going pro.
Oh, I just won a dollar. I guess my kid's not going to play sports in college. Whoops. It is tough, man. But it's fun. Like even my son Tyler, my 11-year-old, he's got a football game tonight. And you get so excited and so amped up. It's easy to like just keep going, you know, where it's like, you're like, man, he played a great game. Don't stop. Like, you can do this, you know? And then you read this, and you're like, eesh, geez.
As a parent, does your mind just kind of run wild about the possibilities? Like, when he has a good play, are you going, man, he could go pro, and you just start dreaming about it?
Parents are crazy, okay? And I'll throw myself right up in that.
Well, like, I know that.
I get disappointed even when the kids get their jerseys, like their team names.
Yeah.
I don't tell the kids this. But like, so Tyler, he's a Chicago Bear. I'm like, oh God, Chicago Bear. This is terrible. And then my son Trey, he just started a Friday Night Football League and He's the freaking Raiders. Oh. I'm like, it's even worse than the Bears.
John Gruden.
Yeah, but it's Gruden, Raiders Gruden. It's different Gruden.
It could be worse. What? You would hate if one of them played for the Cowboys.
They wouldn't be playing.
Yeah, you'd be like,
they wouldn't be playing. It's done.
Team.
I want a full refund and money for mental anguish. Yeah, it gets tough on the parents, man. Oh, Cowboys. That's nightmare right there.
Yeah.
I need to talk to somebody. It's 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
99.5 QYK. It's Tampa Bay's morning crew, Mark and Melanie. So I'm reading this thing that I guess gossip is actually good. Like, it's good to gossip at work. They said because it allows...
What?
Well, they say it allows humans to form a better bond with each other.
Well, yeah, nothing bonds you like the hatred of
a
person.
Right. And that's what they're saying. They're like, if you find common ground and you talk about it, it actually improves bonds. It does say that women gossip way more than men, but women, when they gossip, is more neutral. So when guys do it, it's a little more negative.
I just hate gossip altogether. I really do not see
like,
that
do you
this
hate
is a
it,
good thing.
Or, like, you hated it after the fact, or while you're doing it, though, you like it? Because I feel like there's an endorphin rush.
I feel like venting and saying facts and stuff is different than gossiping. But if you're just spreading things that you didn't hear firsthand, I don't like it. Like, even in the midst of it, I'm just like, oh, I hate talking.
But you like giving
this.
Your opinion on something.
Yes.
Like, is that gossip? If you're like, I think this, is that gossip?
I don't think so.
But what if it's negative about somebody else, but it's just your opinion?
Well, no, because you're entitled to have your opinion.
Kevin, okay, here's what we'll do. We'll take a quick survey. Kevin, of the three of us in the room, who do you think gossips the most?
Of all three of us?
Correct. The three of us.
Probably me.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't really do it. But, I mean, I don't think you guys do it either.
Melanie, who do you think gossips the most, the three of us in the room?
I would say probably Mark. I would say you. Only because people come in, they gossip to you.
Oh, that is a good point.
People come in, I don't know why.
I'm going to change my mind.
People like
you.
To tell me stuff.
They like
and
to
I don't want
things.
To know it.
Yeah.
I'm changing my answer to you, Mark.
I feel like Melanie gossips the most.
Oh, yeah, right.
But, yeah, no, I do. I feel like you gossip the most, but I feel like I also agree with about 98% of your gossip.
Oh, my God.
So, no, but it kind of plays with the story. Like, I do, you almost get connected through the gossip. Yeah, and how did I get anointed, like, gossip dumpster? Like, just come
you
dump
are.
On me.
You are.
People come to me, they're like, oh, my God, you're not going to. I'm just like, yeah, whatever. Like,
yeah, what is it about you? They yep. love to tell you things.
Yep. It's because I'm short. Because
oh.
You know, really, I think that.
What That's does it have to do with your height?
Because I think people are just like.
Dumbest thing.
Because they look
they're
at me
as. Intimidated.
Right.
By him.
It's like a little pet dog or something. Like, they can just tell me stuff.
Look at little Mark. I feel like I just need to share a bunch of gossip with him today.
Somebody yesterday, I was
he's
coming
so
down the hallway.
Cute.
I hadn't even, like, put my backpack down or anything like that. This person comes to me. He's like, you are not going to believe this. And I was like, oh, no.
Yes.
Like, stop.
Yeah, but then you come in and then you tell us about it.
Well,
so that's
yeah.
gossip. That's why you're number one. I think you do it the most.
Yeah, I agree.
So I'm like a retweeter of gossip.
You are.
I like that.
I quote with comment of the gossip. Yeah.
Hashtags.
I do. If someone tells me something real juicy, I'm like, Although, I don't know. Somebody last week told me something, and they made me swear not to tell. And I don't know why. Like, I'm 10 years old. I was like, I swear not to tell. And I haven't told anybody. Isn't that crazy?
Well, now I'm so curious as to who told you what.
No, I can't. I can't. But
well, that's good.
You would be interested to know it.
Look at you. Did you pinky promise them?
No, Blood Brothers. We
oh,
cut our,
okay. Yeah.
Well, it's a guy. We know this.
Oh.
We are narrowing it down.
I'm so
Thank
bad
you,
at
Kevin.
This. All right, office gossip. Send us your text. Are you the king or queen of office gossip? And maybe you're that person, too, that people just dump on. But I do think it forms a bond. Like, they're saying this is a healthier thing. And people, by the way, who are scared of being gossiped on will try to, like, stop their gossip. You know what I mean? Like, they try to run interference on it.
Yeah.
If they feel like they're being gossiped
about.
Yeah.
Well, who likes to be talked about?
Well, I know, but I figure you've done something to maybe deserve it. I don't know.
Yeah. I always like to think that what people think about me and have to say about me is none of my business. Honestly.
Yeah, I don't pay any attention. I really just am like, okay, cool. Like, I'm going home.
You know your truth, so who cares?
I always say the same thing. If someone's like, yeah, so-and-so said this about you. I'm like, cool. Well, tell him I'm going home to 5 kids, and he ain't going to hold a candle to that. So there's more drama when I'm going home, too, than anything he could make up in his head. So whatever. All right, send us those texts, 800 992-1099. Send us your gossip stories. It's 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. So we're talking about gossip at work. Apparently, it's good for you. You develop a better, deeper bond with the people you gossip with. And according to this study, so women are more likely to gossip, but it's more neutral gossip. Guys, when they gossip, it's mean gossip. That's a little surprising to me.
What part's surprising?
Well, the meanness for the guys. I figured the guy gossip would be a little more neutral and the women would get a little meaner.
But got it.
They're saying no.
I'm more surprised that it's just not equal across the board. I think everyone gossips, girls and guys alike.
I do think, too, also it's impossible to say, okay, you won't gossip at work. Like, I just feel like it's impossible. I don't know how. Because people want to gossip. Just forget about at work. Just people in general. Like, we just want to gossip, right?
People always come by. Yeah, like, oh, did you hear about this station and what they're doing? I mean, like, that's what people do.
Let's talk to Kat. What do you got, Kat?
We actually got a memo stating that gossip would no longer be tolerated and you would be fired should you be found to be a gossiper.
Guilty what? Of gossip? How do you even, how would they even say that it was gossip? Like is all gossip bad? What if you were talking about somebody, how good looking they were? Is that gossip?
They didn't really give any criteria as to what gossip is, only the fact that if it was found out to have happened, you would be fired.
That's a bit drastic because it's hard to, I feel like if you argued that, like, oh, I got fired for gossip, you could say that it wasn't gossip. I feel like the lines are blurred, but I do agree with you that gossip at the office is not a good thing.
Exactly. Oh, I agree too. I think that that might have been a little strong. But that is the corporate world as we know it today.
I think, like, we don't even, like, Google gossip. What's the actual definition? I feel like we don't even know what gossip is. Because let's say two people are talking about how good-looking somebody else is. Technically, that's gossip, right?
No, because I think that's an opinion. I think that's an opinion.
Okay, isn't all gossip opinion?
Gossip. Gossip is casual or unconstrained conversation or reports about other people, typically involving details that are not confirmed as being true.
That sounds like opinion.
It's different because you're just repeating, because you're saying that you think they're attractive. That's not gossip. If you were to say, oh, I heard so-and-so said that they were attractive, that's gossip.
What if I said, I heard somebody was attractive? But I don't know if they are.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if they are.
I don't want to commit. I'm speculating that they're very attractive, but I'm not positive that they are. No?
I don't know.
So nobody's fired for that.
No, you're not fired
for
that. No,
isn't that harassment?
No, oh, my gosh.
What?
I don't know. We got to talk to HR. What qualifies
as
gossip?
No, God, no. Please. They're probably the worst at the gossip. That's all they do is they're in the gossip business.
Okay, but see, that's gossip because you don't know if it's true.
I just accused them of being in the gossip business.
Exactly.
I'm in huge trouble.
Yeah, fired.
We've got the text. We have a text coming in about gossip. 800-992-1099. Are you the king or queen of office gossip? And do you own it? Because they say it's good for you.
Someone in Tampa said, I work at a surgery center, and the older lady in the office is the one everyone vents to and gossips to, much like Mark. And then she turns
just
around
an old woman.
And tells everyone else. One time I lied to her just to see how far it would go. By the end of the day, everyone knew.
I just did this like a month and a half ago with somebody here.
Mark, and that is not.
No, it is okay. And I caught him. I caught him, and it was bad. I caught him. And I knew it anyway, but I caught him. And it was great. He doesn't know that I did it.
So you found the mole.
Oh, God, yeah. He's more like the groundhog. Like, everybody just knows, but yeah. I did. So, but it's funny how sometimes people will do that. They'll kind of, like, throw gas on the fire just to see how far it'll spread. Like, that's kind of that's a gossip tactic.
Oh, yeah. We have someone in the building I call the town crier that just goes around spreading the news. Did you hear about this? And I'm like, oh, here we go.
Hey, do the sound again for the town. Sounds great.
That is good.
Oh, man. All right. Keep the texts coming in on the gossip at work. But apparently it's good for you, man. You grow these bonds with people. Look, we're all here bonding and laughing about it. I do think it's good. It's healthy. It's 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
You know what's so funny? We're talking about office gossip and like the big office gossipers, the king and queen of office gossip. And then people are calling us to talk about office gossip, and then they wind up gossiping about the office.
Like, I know. It's a vicious cycle.
Like, I hate office gossip, and this one person does it, and she's just unbelievable. And I was like, well, we're 30 seconds into you gossiping about the person who's gossiping at the office.
We need that music they play at the Oscars where you wrap people up.
Yeah, it's like 99.5 QIK. All right, so here, all right, I know we have another text on office gossip here.
Yeah, Ashley in Tampa said, I think depending on the type of gossip, whether it's worthy of being fired for or not. So you can't say so-and-so is sleeping with the boss or the boss's wife, XYZ. That's bad. But if you are just speculating about things going on in the workplace, you shouldn't be fired for it. Because somebody had called in saying that they have a zero tolerance policy
for gossip
and that people will get fired.
Yeah, I mean, I understand how you prove gossip. And what if it's true, by the way? Like, what if the example you gave was true? That's not gossip.
It's true. I don't know. It's such a fine line.
It really is crazy. I mean, you just...
Basically, just don't talk at work.
No, that's not fun. I think people get imaginative about their gossip, and then it gets fun. Like, I do think it gets, you know, it's your way of kind of incorporating imagination and a creative process into your work, especially if you don't, like, if you have a boring job or something, like, that's kind of a way to just spice it up a little bit.
By making up stories about people?
Well,
they
shouldn't
okay.
be. Shouldn't be bad stories, but just fun stories.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. Like, fun stories.
Okay.
Like, hey, you know, Linda down the hall, you know, she works at Mons Venus on the weekends. Like, that's a fun story.
Yeah, but that's not true.
I know, but it's fun for people to talk about it.
Well, Linda might be upset.
Depends on what Linda looks like. I don't know how fun that story might be, I guess. We just made all that up. See, that was all made up. We don't even have a Linda who works here.
That's gossiping, Mark.
Folks, what we just did is told you a lie for 30 seconds. We don't even have a Linda who works here. But wasn't that fun for a second to think about it?
It did make me wonder what Linda looked like. Just for a second.
I know, because it's your...
Just for a second.
Because you're the creative gene and the imaginative process takes over. And you're like, what does Linda look like?
Do you see? This is why people gossip to Mark, Kevin. This is why.
Yeah, stop coming to me with your gossip.
He sucks you in.
On the way next, this is not gossip. This is real. Old Dominion. We got your tickets next. Yuengling Center and a shot to go to Nashville and see him, too. Next on 99.5 QIK. These Old Dominion tickets at the Yuengling Center. This is so big.
Yeah.
Because if you win these right now with the name game, then you're qualified for Old Dominion, the CMA Music Fest. They're playing in the HGTV Lodge. Plus, you're hanging out with Old Dominion. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, we're paying for airfare and everything.
And it's coming out of Melanie and I's check.
There you go.
I hope you enjoy this. I really
you're
do.
Welcome.
We're thinking about you. Amy and Sydney, our contestants. Amy was the ninth caller. So, Amy, we're going to start with you first. We're going to give you a category, Amy, and you'll have 5 seconds to name something in that category. Sydney, after she names something, you'll have 5 seconds to respond. Then you guys will go back and forth until the first person runs out of names. Amy, 5 seconds is on the clock.
Okay.
Category is fast food restaurants. Go.
McDonald's. Subway. Burger King. Wendy's. KFC, Taco Bell, PDQ, Popeye, Zaxby's, Culver's, Sonic.
Bacon. 5 seconds has expired. Sydney, I'm sorry, you're a second off. Amy, congratulations.
Woo!
Old Dominion at the Yuengling Center. And now you're qualified for Old Dominion and CMA Music Fest, plus that private performance at the HGTV Lodge.
In Nashville.
Woohoo.
And now I want to eat so much. It's ridiculous.
Same. And like, I heard Sydney start to say steak and shake, and now I just am thinking about those little shoestring fries they have.
Oh, no, I don't know, man. That Taco Bell just killed me. That's just, I was like, oh, hook me up right now.
We are hungry.
Amy, congratulations. Enjoy Old Dominion, okay?
All right, thanks.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5
WQIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK.
Just gave away this Old Dominion tickets, 99.5 QYK, coming up at 8:40, about 30 minutes away. Rascal Flatts tickets. Man, that show, geez, that show's 9 days away. It's crazy.
I cannot believe that. It's already time for all of the concerts this summer. I can't wait.
So it's Rascal Raps for Rascal Flatts. Looking for people to rap some of their favorite lyrics, favorite lines of Rascal Flatts songs.
We heard some good ones this week.
But yesterday was just straight thug. Thought it was awesome. Yes, thought it was awesome.
Spitting fire.
8:40, your shot to win on QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. So, you know, we're in like full-on graduation season and a lot of graduates the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, my nephew's getting ready to graduate high school. What?
You just graduated college.
I know. Well, I was a little late, but...
There's a guy in Michigan on Saturday. Last Saturday, he graduated from college 90 years old. And he graduated from college.
Wow.
That is awesome, isn't it?
Yes. That just means that he wanted it so bad. It didn't matter his age. He went back and did it. That's so great.
USF, you just graduated. Who was the oldest graduate?
Somebody was 67 years old. That's in our graduating cool. class.
That's cool.
Yep.
And then the youngest, I remember seeing the kid on TV. The youngest, I think he was 15.
Oh, yeah. USF? So we did have the youngest graduate, too. And that was 16 years old, I think.
Gosh. 16.
He started taking college classes when he was 11, I believe, like some dual enrollment.
You imagine?
Thing. By the way, they could have left that story out. I'm not going to lie. Because I was sitting there, I busted my butt to make that happen.
And so like, did he, though.
I know, but they're like, so yeah, he started when he was 11 years old. It was like an 11 year old can do this.
Man, when I was 11, I was playing Duck Hunt on the original Nintendo. The original.
Darn right.
Right? That kid's going to college classes.
Yeah, I was watching TRL and learning Christina Aguilera dance moves. I mean,
I was shooting fake ducks. Can't believe it.
Can't. Using a fake gun.
Using a fake gun.
Like a screen and shooting fake ducks.
On the original Nintendo. Unbelievable. Well, congratulations. He's a kid. He's a college kid. He just graduated. But he's 90. And I showed that story. I'm like, that is so cool. Like 90 years
old. Doesn't it make you want to go back to school, Mark?
I thought about going back to school. I might go to law school. I don't know.
The thing that I've learned from having now being done with it, because I think you should.
Do you want to go back and get even more degrees?
Maybe down the road. Not right now. I'm kind of enjoying, and I've got a wedding to plan, so there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
But the feeling of wanting to go back never went away. So I'm glad that I did it, because I kept
you've been thinking about it your whole life.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm sure that that's probably what happened with the 90-year-old too, is it just is still in the back of your head. Like, I just want to go finish. And finally, you got to bite the bullet and do it, because it never goes away.
Yes, because my kids want me to go back to school.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, I don't know where they got that from, but they
really?
They want me to go back to school. I feel like college is making a comeback, sort of. It was gone for a minute, but I feel like now it's kind of making, I feel like this fake world of like a lot of fake entrepreneurs is starting to die out. Like all the pictures of those people in front of their Jaguars and stuff, are people now realizing it's not them. They went to the dealership and walk around and took some selfies. And they're saying that it was theirs, but it's not. Like, I do feel like school is going to have a little bit of a resurgence.
I think, too, I don't know. I just, unfortunately, more and more businesses won't even look at your application unless it says on there that you have a college degree. And I'm not saying that's the path for everybody.
Yeah, no.
It sucks.
Not.
But when I was looking for a job, so many of them never even saw my application because I couldn't check that box.
Yeah, I'm really considering it, like going back to school.
Well, you know, even watching you
go back, like, because I didn't like see you the whole time you went, but your career, since I've seen you, like at the end there, like preparing, like I was like, man, this is pretty fascinating, like how you did it. And then Kevin went back later too, and he got his degree.
Yeah,
I did.
I'm surrounded by these overachievers who rose up from the ashes and conquered this thing, and now I'm the odd man out, and I'm like, man, I need to do it. But then. And I live close to Stetson because I always want to go to law school. So I was like, I think I'm going to go back to law school.
That campus is gorgeous.
School. Yeah. So I think it might be kind of cool. So finish my 4 year and then go to law school.
I think you should do it 100%. You know, you got our support.
God, you sound like the kids at home. They're like, go back to school. I'm like, are you going to help me do the homework? They're like, no, we got our own homework. I'm like, all right, fine. Then my wife's like, so great. You guys are all going to be doing homework and I'm going to be sitting here. And I'm like, yep, that's what I'm going to be doing.
That sounds awesome. She gets a break from all those kids and you.
I don't know how old I'll be. Maybe if I did go back to school, Like, let's say I went to law school. That's a, I might be the oldest law graduate ever from there.
I would just ask them before graduation, can you just leave that part out? Because I was wondering when they started about talking about the oldest graduate, I was like, oh, here comes my name. Here it comes.
No, it was 67.
67.
Did you get carded and go out afterwards?
Probably, because everybody else was so young that I was with.
As long as you're still getting carded, you're in good shape.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
Can you rap your favorite part of any Rascal Flatts song? Rascal Raps, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. Call us now, 800-992-1099. We're going to take the best rap.
Or the worst.
Or
the
worst.
Entertaining.
Yeah, when I say best, it's like, what makes people just go, ooh, didn't see that coming. Like, that's kind of what we're looking for.
I was really impressed. The lady yesterday was a really good rapper.
She was right off the street. I mean, really, she was right off the street.
It was crazy.
She was great. 800-992-1099 for these Rascal Flatts tickets. Show is the 24th. Man, it is creeping up. This concert season has arrived here in the Tampa Bay area.
Wait, summer is here.
It's going to be awesome. Call us now for Rascal Raps. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, we're doing Rascal Raps, where you rap your favorite part of any Rascal Flatts song, and we're giving away Rascal Flatts tickets and a chance for you to go backstage and do this little VIP performance. I don't know that they'll be rapping back there, but you never know.
No, but it would be a good conversation to have with them. Like, hey, you guys will never guess how I got back here. I had to rap one of your songs. And you know they're going to go, well, let's hear it.
Let's try it. Yeah. We got James on hold. James, what Rascal Flatts song are you going to rap?
Bless the Broken Road.
Yeah, all right. You don't think of rap songs when you think about God Bless the Broken Road?
Definitely not.
All right, but we're ready to hear your Rascal Raps of that.
I set out on a narrow way many years ago, hoping I would find true love along the broken road. But I got lost a time or two. I wiped my brow and kept pushing through. I couldn't see how every sign pointed straight to you. That every long lost dream led me to where you are. Others who broke my heart, they were like northern stars. Putting me on my way into your loving arms. This much I know is true. God bless the broken road that led me straight to you.
Absolutely. Let's give it to him.
Wow,
absolutely.
Good job.
You know, that the word northern in a rap is tough. I like the way you handled it. I like the way you negotiated yourself through the word northern as a rap. I liked it.
That's cool, man.
Good job, James. You've got the tickets.
Awesome.
Tomorrow morning, 8:40, we'll do it again. More Rascal Raps, 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.